Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
And I actually have PR clients that are doing no social media right now. And what I end up doing is I always share stories every time a client has an interview. And this is something that your PR agency will probably do for you. I do it for free. They may charge you, but as a business owner or a spokesperson, an author or an expert, if you're not sharing your things online, it's like it didn't happen. Yeah. And the whole point is to magnify your message, amplify your story. So the more eyeballs you can get on it, the better. And the other thing that is critical is when you tweet or post on, or even LinkedIn is growing in popularity right now, make sure you tag the reporter, tag yourself, tag the reporter, tag the outlet, so that they know you cared enough to go share the story.
Nice. I like that. I have to check and see if we did that actually. Huh, that's a good point. Another question that I have for you is, in terms of advertorials, what's your thought on that? Is that, would that like falls under the same PR earned media category, or would you say that's more like advertising and most likely that's not gonna, because we do get a lot of magazines that reach out to us and they pitch us the opportunity to cover our story or do an advertorial. And I know covering the story can be expensive because, you know, you have to pay to do that. And we're still not sure how to navigate and be able to get them to cover the story for free. But what's your suggestion as far as magazines go? I know it's not,
well, that is
for products, magazines tend to, people still want to see where you've been featured for some odd reason.
I think it's an excellent question. And the book, just for all the listeners, focuses on earned media. And earned media is free media and TV, print, radio, and podcasts and columns. And this is more valuable. It's actually 3 to 5 times more valuable than a paid ad, because who do you ask when you want to buy a product? You ask your friend. You ask your friends and family, what do you recommend? What's a good microphone? What's a good TV? What's a good car? You are asking your friends for recommendation. Now, if you have a reporter that then says, like Fox and KTLA did, featuring your story, then that's off the charts valuable. Mm-hmm. In comparison, you're talking about a paid ad and magazine. So right. Let me address that question. I think it depends on the magazine. I think you can reach your niche audience or your target audience and it's a perfect match, then it might be worth doing a paid ad. I also think that paid ads on social media are very important. And they're very important because Facebook has made it where if you have a business page, your things do not get shown unless you pay for an ad to boost it. And that's exhausting, but that's how Facebook makes their money. So, you know, they have to make money somehow, and they're making a lot of money on those paid ads. Same thing with Instagram. You now can get more exposure if you pay for paid ads on Instagram. And every platform to do a paid ad on social called traditional PR, which is the billboards or the magazine. I think there's value. I just think earned media is going to be a lot more valuable.
I agree. I agree with that. And that's where our focus is. And with that said, we've had the challenge of advertising on Facebook and Instagram because CBD, you can't advertise anywhere, even on radio. They won't allow you to promote CBD. And it's been really difficult for us to figure out what type of strategies to use to get the word out there. So I realized that earned media is going to be the only way. I shouldn't even bother with anything else because unless it becomes illegal, I don't want, you know, I want to wait until it's legal and we do it right. I know a lot of our competitors are figuring out sneaky ways to do it, but that's not how I want to do things. In terms of radio, pitching to a radio, how do you suggest people go about that? Would that be the same strategy as TV media, or is it slightly different?
Well, there's a lot of similarities in terms of the pitch format, the media hook, all that stuff is really important. But what radio is looking for is audio and your voice. Mm-hmm. So because you are a podcast host, I would highlight that immediately and then send them links to any of your interviews. If you're real excited about an interview that you're like, wow, I hit a home run with that one, then send them that one. And you can send them a video too, because a lot of podcasts now do video also. I'm looking at doing an audiobook on my next version of 8 Second PR also, because I'm hearing over and over again from authors that audiobooks are selling more than the hard copy or the ebook. So that's another thing. Everybody needs to be thinking about, how can I do more audio?
Yeah, I agree, because I have to tell you, the last 2 years, I haven't really read an actual book except for this book. I read my books through Audible when I'm literally exercising or walking or cooking. It's always on, because it's really hard to make time to read books nowadays. I think we're so busy, especially when you're juggling, you know, business, family, motherhood, all of that. It's a lot to handle. I still have a lot of questions, but I would love, I know we have about maybe 7 more minutes to go. So I would love for you to maybe talk about, you know, if someone's starting out, or not necessarily starting out, but maybe they're at a point in their business where they have a solid product that is selling. They see that there's the business is moving forward and they have return customers, and now they need to focus on getting the word out and spreading it. What would be the first basic things that they should focus on besides mission, vision, and putting their story together?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things we have not talked about, which I think is critical for a startup, is defining your key selling points. Mm. And by defining your key selling points, I mean 5 to 7 bullet points about what makes your product different, because these key selling points can then turn into sound bites on earned media. They can also turn into content on your website, posts on social media, probably the most important thing that I would say. And in the book, I talk about a comparison of two companies where I worked, the first Sprint PCS and a company called Motorola Iridium, which was a satellite company. And Sprint PCS sold 300% of her forecast, and Iridium filed bankruptcy and lost $7 billion. And the difference was the key selling points. And I'm not kidding, because I was in the middle of it all. It's a much longer story. But after I learned that lesson, when I moved to Los Angeles about 20 years ago, that was the first thing I would ask when I was joining a internet startup. And I went through a couple, but that's the first thing I would ask is, what are the key selling points for this product? And if they did not have it, I would write it. And so if you don't have it, just write it down. And that's really what you have to do as a business owner. When you're doing marketing, you can't just do one story and stop. You have to keep evolving and keep moving the business forward.
So I'm just going to ask you a question and use Roma Leaf as an example. So would the fact that it's, let's say, organic, it's made in USA, it's, sorry, I'm literally looking at all our key points. It's broad spectrum, it's lab tested. Are those considered to be key points, or should it be something more to really make our product stand out?
I think those are excellent examples and excellent key selling points. I would just expand them a little bit with maybe how it's helping people or the benefits. For example, it's organic, which is better for you or more healthy. There's no toxins in it, whatever it is. I'm not you. I'm not your expert. I'm just making this up.
Yeah.
But the reason why is, for example, with Sprint PCS, one of our key selling points was the first minute of incoming calls was free. Wow. And so you don't have to not give out your phone number. And this was in 1995 when they were charging per minute. Mm-hmm. So by saying the first minute of incoming calls was free, so you can give out your phone number, was a great key selling point, because we put it on a little wallet card and we gave it to people in Best Buy and Radio Shack that were selling the phone. And we said, all you have to remember are these five things. Mm-hmm. And then the sales just skyrocketed, because it wasn't like they had to look at a complicated manual. Right. They just had to look at the five things.
That's amazing. That's a good point. And I think, you know, it's been hard for us to think about the key selling points, because I feel like some of our competitors do the same thing. So what's your suggestion when it comes to, you know, the product is somewhat different, but at the end of the day, it takes certain ingredients to make the product. And if a competitor is making it the same exact way, how do we differentiate ourselves?
That's also a really good question. I think one of the key things that distinguishes you from other people is your backstory. Mm-hmm. and how it helped you and helped, it was your father, right?
Yes, my father had pancreatic cancer, and that's how I got introduced to CBD.
Exactly. So I think you keep telling that story and incorporate the key selling points into a blog or a video about that story. You can also incorporate that story into your pitches and think about how to make it timely too. With the pandemic, that's a timely topic right there. You can, you know, people are stressed out about the pandemic, right? And they're stressed out about their parents, and this can help them. So that's how I would probably look at it. And when I work with clients for Goody PR, I'm always looking for that story behind the story. Because that is really the most important thing.
I do have to agree. I think that's what a lot of people that have become our customers mentioned, because I do like to go back and ask, well, how did you hear about us? And what, tell me about the product. What do you love about the product? And a lot of them mentioned that, hey, I had a dad that had cancer. They could just relate to me. And there was that, just the story was relatable. And then there was a trust factor that, hey, she did this for herself because she wanted it to be a certain way. You know, broad spectrum for me was important so that it doesn't have THC. So I emphasized on that. And then later on, I started sharing it with some entrepreneurs where I said, listen, I know what it takes to be an entrepreneur and having a major migraine and not being able to go to bed and sit in a dark room or something to wait until the migraine goes away. You have to work through the migraine. So this can keep you going and so on. So I did share some of my own experiences. And I think that's what really helped me stand out and differentiate myself from my competitors. Before we end, and I'm so sad that we're ending, I think I feel like we need to do this again to continue, but if you can mention the websites and the book and where people can get a hold of you, all that fun stuff, that would be amazing. Cause I want to make sure our listeners on the radio, as well as the podcast, can reach out to you if they have any questions.
Absolutely. I would love to hear from your listeners, and I hope to help more people with the book. For the book, you can go to 8 Second PR, and 8 is the number 8, so 8secondpr.com. And then if you're interested in looking at our courses or other things we do, like the Goody Business Book Awards, just go to Goody with a Y, goodypr.com, and follow me everywhere on social media, Liz H. Kelly, Liz H. Kelly. And it's just been so great to be here. And I love hearing your success story. And I remember meeting you at the coffee shop before you started. Yep. And to see where you are now is just so inspiring. So congratulations.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. And I'm so thankful that you took the time to write this book. I know it must have been a lot of work and still is, right? For the second edition, especially. But you are truly doing something so special. I feel like, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs get out there and start their companies without really understanding their why. And I feel like you're one amazing example of a human being that is on a mission with a clear why. And your why is simply to help other entrepreneurs like myself tell my story, be able to shine a light on my product and service, and be able to do it in a way that's affordable, most importantly, right? Because obviously all these small businesses got affected by the pandemic tremendously. So finding alternate ways to get the word out, especially in this noisy, noisy place now that everybody's trying to get online and there's just so much competition. I just feel like you bring so much value to all the entrepreneurs out there. And I can't wait to share more. And I'm going to do a testimonial video for you. I'll write a review on Google, Amazon, wherever you want me to. I think you've changed the way I viewed PR as a marketer. I never gave PR as much credit as I have been lately since I used your strategy and got lucky. Well, I'm not going to call it luck. It was a lot of work and using your strategy, maybe a little bit of luck, but yeah. And then I do have to bring you back. I feel like there's just so many things I want to share, but I'm going to pretty much sum it up here. And thank you again so much for the book, giving me time, you know, when we first started out, and of course for being here on the show. It's such an honor to have you on the show. You're an inspiration. I really do look up to you, and I want to be you.
Oh no, now I'm really blushing. But anyway, thank you. Really, it's been an honor, and I look forward to any feedback from any listener and watching your business take off. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Liz. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.